Our Curious Nashville project elicits many inquiries about the origins of street names, and we've now been asked about Dr. D.B. Todd Jr. Boulevard often enough that we sent WPLN's Blake Farmer to find the story. He reports on one of the most promising surgeons to ever teach at Meharry Medical College.
David B. Todd was a rising star as medicine was beginning to desegregate. He got his M.D. at Meharry in 1956, then leaped into the emerging field of cardiothoracic surgery. He went off to the University of Minnesota for a Ph.D., his longtime Meharry professor, Henry Foster.
So he came back here and was a brilliant component of the department under Dr. Matthew Walker.
Walker was a legendary surgeon and D.B. Todd's mentor. The physicians in Minnesota wrote to Walker saying, as if to a proud father, that Todd finished his Ph.D. oral exam quicker than any student before, answering questions as if they were coming out of a computer. Soon, Todd performed the first open-heart surgery at Meharry.
The tragedy is he died extremely young. He was 48 years of age.
Foster served as a pallbearer, and the community grieved the sudden loss. Todd had been at the old Riverside Hospital to train its staff to handle more serious conditions. He left to drive back to Meharry, but quickly made a U-turn. He was having a heart attack.
They said, "Dr. Todd, are you okay?" And Daddy said no. And they said that that's when he collapsed.
Vicki Stubbs says they wanted to transfer her dad to Vanderbilt, but there was no time. Perhaps things would have been different if there'd been a heart surgeon like him around.
I often wondered that myself.
Backed by Meharry administrators, Todd's widow campaigned to rename part of 18th Avenue that ran by campus and through the heart of historically black neighborhoods. And in 1982, then-Mayor Richard Fulton unveiled a new street sign at a ceremony with the family all seated on the front row. But the name is about all people know these days.
Just out of curiosity, I asked people, "Do you know who D.B. Todd is?" And they say, "Oh, yeah, it's the street."
Stubbs tells them about the first black heart surgeon in town, how his mere presence in an operating room calmed everyone, and also how he'd get home after midnight and a long day of saving lives to kiss his four kids goodnight. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.